This is a historic day. For many months, I have said that the confirmed use of chemical weapons in Syria required a firm and united and decisive response.
That's what United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told reporters on Friday evening following the adoption of the Security Council resolution on the elimination of Syria's chemical weapons. Earlier in the council meeting, he had described the resolution as historic and the first hopeful news on Syria in a long time. The top diplomat in the United States, Secretary of State John Kerry, said by adopting the resolution, the Security Council has demonstrated that diplomacy can be so powerful it can peacefully defuse the worst weapons of war.
As a community of nations, we reaffirm our responsibility to defend the defenseless, those whose lives remain at risk every day that anyone believes they can use weapons of mass destruction with impunity. Together, the world, with a single voice, for the first time, is imposing binding obligations on the Assad regime, requiring it to get rid of weapons that have been used to devastating effect as tools of terror. This important resolution reflects what President Obama and President Putin and colleagues around the world set out to do.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the Security Council resolution is fully in keeping with the Russian-American agreement achieved in Geneva on the 14th of September.
This was a result of coordinated efforts by the Russian Federation and the United States of America, backed by all the members of the Security Council of the United Nations, as well as the majority of all other states. Pursuant to the resolution, the leading role in the upcoming work lies with the OPCW. The UN will provide it with assistance. We believe that the experts of the OPCW and the United Nations will act in a professional and impartial way in Syria with full respect for the sovereignty of this country.
The OPCW is the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Syria's representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Bashar Jafari, had this to say about the resolution.
The Syrian government acknowledges the positive endeavor that led to this consensual language. It is regrettable, however, that some delegations have already started to provide a self-inflicted negative interpretation to the resolution in order to derail it from its lofty purposes.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the United Nations stands ready to support the plan to get rid of Syria's chemical weapons. However, he points out that securing and destroying weapons of mass destruction in a civil war will be daunting. Secretary General Ban says the United Nations will be working with the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, on the modalities for achieving this goal.
This will be reflected in the proposals I will make to the Security Council in the period ahead. The government of Syria must honor its commitment. All sides must help ensure the safety and security of the inspectors. As we mark this important step, we must never forget that the catalogue of horrors in Syria continues with the bombs, tanks, grenades and guns.
Secretary General Ban says a red light for one form of weapons does not mean a green light for others, adding, this is not a license to kill with conventional weapons. He stresses the need for the violence to stop and all the guns to fall silent in Syria. Derek Mbata, United Nations.